Hey everyone, it's Pacific, and welcome back to another episode of SCP Archives. Wow, can you already believe it's December? What a year. Not too much to talk about, but I do want to go over some of the plans for 2024, which is coming up so very soon. First, Class of 76 is 10 episodes long, so we were due to wrap, I think, the week of Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. So home stretch finale is almost here, and I guess I hope you're ready for it. We'll be off for a little bit in January, I think, with plans to come back probably early February or March with a new crazy schedule. I'm talking 2 episodes a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're from the Anthology Hub, which is the ABCs of SCP. So we'll have a different entry for every letter of SCP. Some are a little shorter than usual. Some are a little longer. That's why we're doing 2 episodes a week. But yeah, no, 2024 is looking to be a pretty crazy year. There's some other things on the horizon too, like a new merch store, which we've been hard at work on, and we should have more news about very, very soon. And yeah, I don't know, other stuff, new stuff. Things are always changing. Isn't that exciting? Anyways, I want to tell you the names of the patrons who joined us this week, which includes Darcy D, SS Freud, Revenant0714, Alyssa Bandel, Victor Mondragon, Greg Hewitt, Dean Frank Reynolds, Quilled Frog, Manta Ray, and Dave Harold. Thanks so much for joining our Patreon and for helping us do what we do. We couldn't do it without you. And if you're interested in supporting the show, getting access to ad-free episodes, and so much more, consider becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/SCP_POD. You can also find a link to our Patreon in the show notes below. Up next, a quick word from our sponsors, and then this week's episode.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Access will return entertainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain.
For Christ's sake, just let me answer it.
You touch that phone and I'll fucking shoot you, I swear to God.
You know, the doctor could be thinking the same thing you are. Maybe he's not the monster you're making him out to be. You ever thought of that?
And what, pray tell, am I thinking, Karnak?
That we should be beating feet, just like you said.
Unlikely.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't think you believe that for a second. You know exactly how important we are to his work.
His work? Psst.
Maybe there is some truth to us being subjects, Holly. Hell, maybe it's just like you say. We're guinea pigs. But that doesn't mean we're not valuable. His work with us, the observations, they're just as important as the lab in the lake. He's told me as much.
Finally. And don't think for a second I'm buying your bullshit about being important.
So, what are we supposed to do then?
Just shut up, dummy. I'm trying to think. Jesus Christ Almighty, can't he take a hint?
Just answer it, Holly. See what he has to say. I won't say a word edgewise.
Fine.
There!
Get off me, you son of a bitch!
There, you happy now, you dumb bitch!
Jesus, Rome, that's enough! Get off her! You're gonna kill her, goddammit!
Get off me!
What are you doing?
tried to tell you. I tried to tell you. You just wouldn't listen.
Rowan!
Fucking pain in the ass. Just couldn't listen. Just couldn't get along, could you?
Rowan, stop! Stop! Stop!
I had to. She was... She... God damn it.
Just... Stop.
She... God damn it. She forced my hand. I didn't... She made me do it. What were we supposed to do? Just...
Jesus, man.
It's... It had to be done. Hello? Yes, we're still here. No, we had some problems here. No, nothing like that. We're still secure. I had to eliminate Holly. Yes, sir, I understand. She'd become a liability, though. I had no choice. No, sir. No, sir, I'm afraid not. She had a run-in with local law enforcement and the device was confiscated. No. She did say that the readings were off the charts, though, but she didn't go into any specifics. Yes, I know. Like I said, she left me no choice. Yes, of course. He's fine. Shaken up a little, maybe, but he'll be fine. Yes, I understand. No, sir. I know what to do. He'll handle it, no problem. That's fine. I'll contact you as soon as possible.
What? What did he say? Roe? What are you going to do to me?
What?
Look, man, whatever he said...
You start too, kid.
I'll...
Just shut up. The doc wants us to proceed with our contingency plan. I tried to tell you that, or I tried to tell her that. If she wasn't so goddamn thick-skulled...
Oh, Jesus, man. I thought that...
You didn't think, and neither did Holly.
So he... The contingency. He wants us to...
It'll have to just be you, kid. I've got to clean this mess up, and I have my own shit to work out. Goddamned Holly would have been working with you, but what do you want me to do? Or rather, what do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
That's right. I can't fucking babysit you, kid, and you don't need me to. And look, I can only imagine what you're thinking, but I've no intention of...
Killing me?
Yes. That was never the plan. You gotta believe me. I never wanted to hurt Holly, but the stakes are too goddang high, and she fucking knew that. Holding us here like that. She pulled the fucking gun, right? Not me.
Right.
You gotta believe me, kid. I didn't want this.
Yeah, no, I do, bro. I believe you. You're right, and I know you didn't want to do that.
And you do realize what's at stake here, don't you? What the doctor's doing? He's gonna change the world, kid. I don't know how, but I know that we're on the verge of something big here. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know it. Totally, I'm totally in. I'm not gonna lie. I'm freaking out a little bit now. Shit, man. I mean, I've come too far. There's not going back. Not for me.
Me either.
All right, then.
And you know what to do, right?
Yeah.
Your rig's at the mills, sub-basement. Right where I showed you. Locked and loaded.
Okay, then. It's time to burn.
Obviously, we can't take him out to the bunker. Rowan says that Holly has stirred up her final batch of trouble, and it's left us with limited options for disposal.
Especially when it comes to dumping the most high-profile person in town's car and body.
Don't you start too, Eldon. Not after what we've been through in the last 24 hours. You of all people.
Of course. Doctor, I apologize. No need for all that. I misspoke.
Good. That's exactly what we need right now. Men of faith.
And I am that man. You can rest assured.
I know you are, Eldon. And I know that you believe in our mission.
Glory to God.
Glory.
So you set your mind at ease. I'll put the sheriff here out of the way, best as I can manage, without drawing attention. And with a little luck, he'll remain unseen for the foreseeable future.
That's fine. But don't spend too much time or energy on it, Eldon. Given the number of cops running around the county, it won't be long until he's discovered. And I need you down at the lake as soon as possible.
We're going again.
We are.
Praise God.
And given the current influx of spirit, we may be closer to the kingdom than ever before.
That's music to my ears. After last night's fiasco, I've got to tell you, I was in a pretty low place. I thought that maybe...
Cast aside your doubts, Eldon. We're very close to completing God's work.
Does that mean...
It does. It's time to gather your flock.
Praise God!
Not to shepherd them. Not just yet. But gather them, my friend.
Hallelujah!
So let's get moving. We've got a lot of work to do, and time is running short.
Yes, Doctor.
You grab his feet. I'll bear the weight.
What's taking him so long?
Just relax.
Relax? How can you even say that?
You're making me crazy by...
Oh my God.
Lee!
Lee? Lee! What's happening?
Lee?
You have to go get him, Ren.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Just give me a minute.
What is it? What's down there?
I'm coming up.
Hurry.
Oh my God.
What? What's down there?
Yeah, come on, Hillerman. Stop fucking around. Tell us what's down there.
You guys, it's full of...
What?
Bodies.
Bodies?
Do you mean dead bodies?
Is there any other kind?
Well, that explains the smell.
Oh my God.
There must be 20, 30? I don't even know how many are down there. It's like a makeshift morgue or something.
Holy shit. That's a mass grave, not a morgue. This is huge. We gotta tell my dad.
There's something else.
What?
The other bunker.
Fuck that. Are you crazy? We are not.
Stevens is right, man. This is way beyond what we can handle. We can't be wandering around looking for another bunker right now.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
What?
All the bunkers are connected. We won't have to look far.
So let me get this straight. You and Billings are down here minding the scene. The Emmy is finished up and taking the remains of our Vic back to the coroner's office. Which means you're essentially down here babysitting a square of dirt.
That's right.
This Dildine woman shows up out of nowhere.
That's right. She came right along the eastern side of the lake. Right there along the fence.
Right, so she walks up.
No, I didn't say that. She had snuck up on us. She was, it actually looked like she was fixing to leave. We just happened to see her kind of creeping away, kind of hunched over like she was slinking off.
But she doesn't run?
Not at first, no.
What did she say?
Well, she had some cock and bull story about taking readings. Had some kind of machine or, I can't remember what Billings called it, a Geiger counter or something like that.
A Geiger counter?
Yeah, that's the one. like for nukes and stuff.
She was carrying a Geiger counter?
No, that's just it. It wasn't that. It wasn't the Geiger counter thing. It was something else. She said what it was, but I don't remember. Billings was conducting the interview, deputy. I was just observing.
And then what?
And right as he's talking to her, the call came over the radio talking about be on the lookout. And Billings and I, we both kind of look at her, then we both look at each other, and then bam, she takes off like a rabbit.
And you said she ran that way back east along the fence?
That's right.
And what did you do?
Well, I hopped in my cruiser and headed up 3 Mile. Winch Road's the only other road out of here. I figured if she was parked back up here somewhere, I could easily get there and keep her from fleeing the scene, no problem.
And what's Billings do?
He's on her like stink on shit, but she had a pretty good lead on him. And for an old lady, she was making tracks.
Which is why you didn't also pursue on foot?
No, I told you I didn't pursue on foot. I hopped in my cruiser to cut off her escape. Never occurred to me that someone might have walked back in here. We're like 10 miles outside of town. That don't make no sense. I figured if there was a vehicle, it'd be best if one of us were rolling.
So the last time you've seen Billings, he's running along this fence. Does he radio you with his heading?
Yeah, we were in contact for a minute or two, and then the radio cut out. I mean, I was waiting. I didn't know what was going on. I thought...
Right, and I know. You thought you'd cut her off.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, deputy. Need I remind you, we was out here doing you folks a solid.
It's appreciated. Sorry if my tone betrays that sentiment. I have a tendency to come across a little abrasive when I ask my questions. So I've been told.
Yeah, well, you've been told correctly.
So you didn't see Billings or the Dildeen woman go over the fence or into the lake?
No, I didn't. He said she was up and over the fence, but he didn't say nothing about going into the lake. Why the hell would they go into the lake?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. And frankly, I'm surprised we ain't heard hide nor hair from Billings. How the hell did that happen?
This area is known for radio interference.
What are you talking about?
Whispering Lake is a government test site, Officer Taggart. Couldn't tell you what they tested, but it's been off limits for the last 30 or some odd years. All sorts of weird stuff goes on up here, which is why locals give it a wide berth.
I know all about the lake, but it's been damn near 2 hours. Billings should have walked out by now. He ain't no Boy Scout, but I'll be damn surprised if he got lost in this spit of the woods. All he's got to do is go up the ridge, and then he'd see the road.
Maybe he ain't lost.
You saying you think this dildown woman got the better of him?
Or something.
Well, I gotta tell you, I'd find that pretty hard to believe. Billings is a swinging dick, and he don't truck with fools. He'd have knocked her block off if she'd tried something.
She ain't your typical little lady.
What's that supposed to mean?
That one's mixed up in something darker than anything this town's ever seen.
Really?
You ever heard of Lucifer, Son of the Morning?
Lucifer, what? What's that now?
Principalities and powers of darkness, my friend.
You saying this is them Satanists has been in the paper? Them that killed Tammy Helona? Y'all pursuing that now?
That's what I'm saying. And yes, we are.
And you think, are you saying that Billings...
Let's just say, I'm not hopeful.
You know, there's one other thing. Right before the radio cut out?
Yeah?
I think maybe he did go over that fence.
Who's on the scene right now?
West is answering the call.
He's the Holy Roller?
Yep. Him and Andrews are the Magnolia Sheriff Department's self-appointed Christian soldiers.
Nothing wrong with expressions of faith, Cooper.
How folks spend their free time is no concern of mine, Harper. You know that. Just because I've lost my way doesn't mean I begrudge others for finding theirs.
That's mighty kind of you.
I try.
Is he going to be in any trouble?
Hopefully not. He's well-versed in the pecking order. Once he sees the federal credentials, he should fall into line. But with Wes, ain't no telling.
That's good. Let us remember there's a singular objective here.
Secure the site.
You got it.
What's the plan then?
Well, first off, we've got to go see what's happened to this county boy. If he's wandering around lost, we need to make sure he finds his way back to greener pastures.
What if... you know.
If he's gone over the fence? And then under?
Yeah.
Well, when we get there, I'll check the perimeter monitoring station. We'll know, right?
That's right, so long as he's bigger than a rabbit.
I'd suspect he is.
Then what?
If he has gone under, then we need to make sure our countermeasures are still able to adequately dissuade someone from entering the site. Especially after the activity last night. We can't necessarily mask the sonic lure of the site if it's gained too much strength. But we can keep pushing the perimeter out as needed.
I hope that'll be enough.
It'll have to be.
And there's our man, Deputy West.
Is he?
Son of a bitch, he's trying to open the gate!
Eldon is taking care of the sheriff.
I can't believe I shot him.
You said you two were struggling for the gun.
Yes, but...
That he'd heard Mr. Perez call out from the basement.
Yes.
Elm.
What?
Elm, you had no choice. It's damned bad luck, or timing, or whatever you want to call it. But you had no choice. You did the right thing.
This has gone off the rails, Ash. Maybe we should pack it up.
How can you say that? After what I showed you?
Honestly, I couldn't care less anymore.
Couldn't care less?
I've never shot a man. Killed a man before, Ash.
Sure you have.
Look, that's different, and you know it.
All right, calm down. I'm not trying to antagonize you, Elm. I'm trying to set your mind at ease.
Right, I know. I just... Look, I'll be fine. I just need a minute to process what just happened.
Perhaps a brief session of your...
No. I need to be present for the moment. I've already missed too much.
That's fine. Let me tell you a little more about what I've been working on. Something to take your mind off the incident. Take a look.
Is this the...
That's right. The syntax.
The syntax? I thought you said it was subsonic.
It is. But there's more to it. Like I was saying this morning, there's a pattern emerging here. One that, unbelievably, appears to be attempting to mimic human speech.
But that's incredible. Why haven't we been able to hear it?
Well, not to be simplistic, but we have been hearing it. We've just never had the volume turned up enough. Tammy Lynn, ironically, was the ideal candidate. Not for migration and study, mind you, but for turning the proverbial dial past 10.
Past 10?
And it's not just the increased frequency. The signal is also incredibly clear.
So what are we hearing?
It's still a little jumbled, this possible syntax. But I think this is primarily due to the fact that...
What?
I think the sentience is communicating in every human language that it has ever contacted.
There must be...
I think it's more than even what you're imagining. If this creature has been here for thousands of years or longer, it might be attempting to...
But then why do our subjects hear their native languages, even familiar voices?
I think that's just the sentient attempting to get our attention. It's the equivalent of waving your arms or shouting hey to someone just out of earshot.
Will you be able to make any sense of it? Are we... Is it too late?
There's no doubt. If we had more time, that we could learn its own native language. Could communicate. Oh, God! Could you imagine if we'd discovered this when you first went into the lake? Who knows what we'd have learned at its feet?
So we are too late?
No, not at all. I think if we can... Last night's experiment amplified its message. The range of syntax has remarkably narrowed. That's what we're seeing in this numerical expression from the Halos data. It's a shame that Holly wasn't able to complete her task. We'd likely know so much more. But nothing can be done about that now.
Are we...
The point is, these supercharged subjects, for lack of a better term, are the key to us unlocking the grammar. Maybe even the phonemes of its language. If we can do that... We will be able to model a complete key, like a digital Rosetta Stone.
This is... I can't believe that we stumbled onto this. How unlikely.
This is how miracles work, my friend. We are the new Moseses, the new King Davids. The gods speak directly to us. If only we'll find the burning bushes that they scatter about.
You're the...
Don't say it, Elm. It's not me. It's us. We're on the verge, my friend. We are so close. We may even be able to discover how to free ourselves of this hideous situation that we find ourselves in. And let's face it, there's no telling what else this sentient knows about our world or other worlds, or what it can do on our behalf. This is just the beginning, Elm. Aren't you forgetting something? What's that? Cooper. Oh no, I haven't forgotten about Cooper. While you were busy with Mr. Perez and the sheriff, I was making arrangements for our friend. There's something else you should know, too. What's that? Eldon has indicated to me that we have new pieces on the board. 3, to be precise.
The Foundation?
That's right. And it's someone we know.
Who?
Harper.
Harper. Again?
Again. Again.
In the diner, frosted windows glow. And our cheeks almost touching, laughing at someone's joke.
Hey everyone, Pacific here with a quick ad break and a reminder. For just $5 a month, you can get access to ad-free episodes on our Patreon at patreon.com/scp_pod. You can also find a link to our Patreon in the show notes below.
All right, so you guys know that I've been trying to lose weight lately. You know, I've been kind of on the bigger side for most of my life, but I've been able to drop a lot of weight because I've been trying to eat healthier.
You look good.
Thank you. The problem is I can't cook at all. Like, I'm basically just make
I've tasted your food.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Factor Meals before.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so Factor Meals, it's like these easy, ready-to-eat meals that they'll send to your house.
I'm sure you've
heard of services that do
this type of thing. Yes,
where they send food. And it's this. What I actually really liked about Factor is it's like, it has to be kind of idiot-proof for me because I can't cook or do anything. But it's like ready in 2 minutes. It literally comes everything together. You don't have to
make anything.
It's all put together in its own thing. 2 minutes. It's not frozen, which actually makes it awesome.
Oh, nice.
You know, the frozen food.
Yeah.
It comes like in a box. It's like chilled, with the cooling stuff. But you got all kinds. So I did the keto one, but they also have like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. They've even got like, so my wife ended up really liking these like energy shots.
Okay.
That they put in the box that we ordered, where it's literally like just a little shot of different kinds of energy shots that were awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I always was like, I'd see these commercials or I'd hear commercials for stuff, but I thought Factor Meals seemed like something that was really threading that needle and would have been really, really perfect for me. But dude, they had like pancakes, smoothies.
Who doesn't love pancakes?
Dinners and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they have breakfast?
They got like midday snacks. And so I thought it was like perfect.
Get it in, get it done, boom.
If you're just looking for like fast premium options and you don't have to really cook or be able to do anything.
Sure.
Factor is awesome for that kind of stuff. And I thought the quality of the meals, restaurant quality meals that I just could like heat and eat, dude. So it's not like your frozen stuff you get at the grocery store. So if you guys want to try Factor Meals, I'd say go for it because it's really helped me out. And I was actually really surprised. All you guys have to do is head to factormeals.com/badmovies50 and use code badmovies50. That's 50 to get 50% off. That's code badmovies50 at factormeals.com/badmovies50 to get 50% off, guys. Give it a try.
That's half.
I know.
Thanks for listening, and now, back to our show.
And just who the fuck are you supposed to be?
My name's Jack Harper, and I'm with the NRC.
Never heard of it.
It's the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And we're tasked with protecting public health and safety as related to nuclear energy.
Bullshit.
Deputy West, if you're interested in a lengthy prison term, then by all means, please continue what you're doing.
And how the hell are you here with this Fed Cooper? I should have goddamn known. You've been a pain in my ass since you first rolled into this town.
Deputy Cooper was kind enough to meet me at my hotel and assist me as a liaison. I've been sent here, Deputy West, by the USAEC director to investigate possible contamination of this site.
The USA what? What director?
I'm happy to tell you all about it, if you'll please step away from that monitoring station. Just so you know, given the unusual circumstances surrounding the unfortunate death of Miss Helena, we are looking into a potentially serious contamination event. Even now, you could be receiving a lethal dose of radiation.
I don't feel nothing.
And you won't. But in a week's time, when your organs begin to fail and you start hemorrhaging from every orifice, you'll have wished you'd heeded my warning.
For fuck's sake, West, just step away from the goddamn box and let this man do his job.
Fuck you, Cooper. I know what you're up to.
Here we go.
Did Deputy Cooper tell you about the Satanists, Agent Harper?
The Satanists?
Don't embarrass yourself, West.
We'll see, Cooper. I know all about you.
Sure you do.
You're involved in this. There's no doubt. You think I don't know that you were the cruiser that girl saw Tammy Lynn in?
You're deluded, West. And you're making an ass out of yourself and disgracing the badge. Why don't you just step away like Agent Harper has asked you, and you can tell him all about your fever dreams back at the station.
Fuck you.
You take communion with that mouth?
That's it.
Deputy West, come back.
You think I won't knock you out?
You're welcome to take a shot.
Gentlemen, please. There's really no need for this.
God damn it! This is West. What's that? What did you say?
Deputy West!
Spit it out, Connie. I ain't got time for this. I'm right in the middle of something.
Harold, one of the state boys
What? What are you saying, Connie?
It's Sheriff Cubo West. He's been shot.
Shot? He's been shot? Shot where?
I'm sorry, Harold. He's dead. Someone shot Sheriff Cubo. Deputy?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you.
They found his cruiser in back of the Rouse. It was...
I'm on my way.
Yes, sir.
Is that your Sheriff Cubo?
Yes, it's...
It's just what I said. Evil forces. Don't think we're done. Not by a long shot. You and the Fed on my six. We're going into town, and you got some serious questions that need answering.
I'll need to stay here, Deputy, to ensure this site's secure.
Of course I can.
You can do what you're goddamn told.
Why don't you just step away like Agent Harper has asked you, and you can tell him all about your fever dreams back at the station.
It's okay, Deputy Cooper. This is a terrible... You have my deepest condolences. I appreciate the ride out, and there's nothing to worry about. My colleagues will be here shortly. If you can't make it back, I'll catch a ride to the station as soon as I'm done here and we can continue our conversation.
Sure, of course. I'll be back to assist as soon as I'm able.
Move your ass, Cooper.
You sure about this?
Absolutely. I'll secure the site and check the monitors. Keep a close eye on that one. He's a loose cannon.
He's hanging by a thread.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Jesus, someone shot the sheriff.
Not our problem, kid. We got work to do.
Right. Well, I think I'm good to go.
And you know what to do?
Yep.
It's absolutely critical that they both go up.
Don't worry, bro. This is the one thing that I've always been good at. I've been lighting fires since I was 5 years old.
All right, then.
And what about you?
First, I've got to move Holly out of here. And then I've got my own preparations to make.
So I should come back here when I'm done? Ro?
Give me a second, kid. I'm thinking.
Look, I've got nowhere else to go. And that's not just, you know, I'm not just saying that. I've really got nothing. I'm in on whatever needs to be done. I'm all in.
All right, kid. Light him up, and then get your ass back here.
All right. Thank you. I won't disappoint you.
I know, kid. Just focus on the mills for now. We need every cop and emergency service officer in the county squarely focused on those mills. We can't have a soul at the lake. That's the mission. Got it?
No worries. When I burn right.
Here.
This is probably a really bad idea. My dad is going to know we're high.
Yeah, probably, but I need to settle my nerves. The body's down there. It's like the worst weekend of my life.
This is beyond surreal.
Agreed. I was just thinking about that. How do we even tell my dad? I keep scripting it out in my head and it's like all of the sentences don't make any sense. Mass graves, hidden bunkers, wanted killers. He's gonna...
He may have his doubts, but once we show him...
Anyways, let's head back. I don't think we're gonna find anything else.
I can't believe we can't find the other bunker. I mean, maybe I should go back down, take a second look at the diagram?
Are you sure you read it right?
Not really, but shit, there were dead bodies piled up along the wall. I wasn't necessarily thinking straight, but I know I read the number right. 165.
And that was feet?
Yeah, it was feet. The length of the connecting tunnel was 165 feet, which puts the outside wall of the other bunker somewhere along the big circle that we've been walking around the hatch.
The quasi-circle?
It's been pretty close. If we're judging by our marker, we haven't strayed too close or too far this whole time. Maybe we shouldn't have taken so many, little breaks.
Oh, I don't know. Saturdays are definitely my day for little breaks.
How are you the sheriff's kid?
Let's just say I have an ample supply of eye drops, breath mints, and cologne.
Oh, and that must be why you're a hit with the ladies.
Zing!
Whatever. You two are a real comedy powerhouse. You're right, though. Let's call it.
Oh, shit. What's that? Get down, you guys.
What? Where?
Get down! Over there!
Who is that?
I have no idea. I've never seen him before. Hillerman?
Me either. Maybe that's the killer.
He's barely older than we are.
What do we do now?
What do you mean?
Should we follow him?
Or check out the other bunker?
Or go find your dad? I feel like we've done enough. More than enough. We're pushing our luck.
Ren?
Come on, Ren. Let's get your dad down here.
You're probably right that that's the right move, but...
But what?
So far, we're the only ones making all the headway. What if this guy gets away?
Why don't we split up?
No, that's the worst thing. This is like a bad horror movie now.
Why?
They always split up in those movies and it never turns out good.
Well, we've got to decide. He's getting away.
Follow him, Ren. We'll stay here and wait for you.
I am not going in that bunker, Lee.
I know. We'll wait up top just to keep an eye out.
Okay. I'll try to contact my dad, too, if I can.
Yes.
Ren!
Yeah?
Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah. Don't be a hero.
Me? Hardly. He'll never know I'm following him. I'm not trying to get murdered by some nut.
And pick up Hal on the way back if you can.
Right. I will. Okay, be careful.
You too.
You know, Holly, for as small as you are, you sure do weigh a ton. Jesus H. Christ. Oh. Sorry it had to be like this. I truly am. You are a pain in my ass from day one, but God damn did you earn my respect. Rest in peace. What the fuck? You gotta be kidding me. How in the holy... Oh, fuck. Someone's... No. God damn it, where are you, you little bastard? Someone's found the bunker. No, bunker two. No, I don't think so. If it'd been there, there'd be cops crawling all over the place. Do I have time? Understood. I'll do a quick recon and be back in touch. I know what to do. Right, Monty, I'll take what's behind door number two.
Where in the hell are you going, buddy? The Mills? Okay, then. Let's see what's behind door number one, Monty.
Don't move.
Whoa. Okay. I'm not moving.
Turn around. Very slowly.
Okay. Just relax. No need to get an itchy. Is that... That ain't a gun.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, it actually kind of does.
No, kid, it doesn't. If you knew what you were looking at, you'd realize it's much, much worse than a gun.
What am I looking at?
You're looking at the business end of an M9 flamethrower. Inside this canister on my back is jellied gasoline. When I pull this trigger, that jellied gasoline is going to ignite all the way out this nozzle and stick to your skin, where it is then going to burn at over 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jesus, man.
The good news for you is that in just a few seconds, you'll be in shock and likely won't be feeling the full force of a billion nerve endings erupting in flame. Bad news is, you'll be moments away from death.
Okay, then. You're absolutely right. I want nothing to do with that, or whatever else this is. I'll just...
Don't fucking try it.
Whoa. Okay. What do you want me to do?
Who the fuck are you? And why are you following me?
My name's Ren Kubo. My friends and I, we saw you in the woods.
Your friends?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say Kubo?
Yeah.
As in Sheriff Kubo?
Yeah.
Well, that's just fucking great. And where are your friends? Call them out here or I swear to God I will light you up.
No, don't. They're not here, I swear.
They're what?
They're back at the bunker.
They're back at the bunker?
Yeah.
How did you... What the fuck are you doing at the bunker?
We just stumbled across it. I swear to God, dude. We don't know anything. We were out fucking around and it was just suspicious looking.
Suspicious?
Yeah, I mean, it's... You popped out of a bunker in the middle of nowhere. And Tammy Lynn was just killed.
We didn't have anything to do with that.
Right. I totally believe you. If you just let me go, you'll never see me again, I swear to God.
Shut up! It's too late for all that.
No, man. Please, I won't tell my dad.
Yeah, right. Like I said, it doesn't matter. This right here... This is the end game.
Okay. It's the end game. What do you want me to do? I just want to go home, bro.
Come on, Aspen. Think. What would Rowan do?
Rowan?
I said shut the fuck up!
Yep, my bad. Totally.
You know what? It's your lucky day. I really don't got time for this shit. Just get the fuck out of here. And trust me on this, run. And keep running. You are not going to want to be anywhere near here in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, man. I hear you loud and clear. I'm out of here.
Fucking small towns. Let's get this party started.
How to go with the sheriff?
I'm not gonna lie, it was a bad scene.
West?
Just made it worse.
What's it look like?
Looks like the sheriff asked the wrong person the wrong question, pulled his weapon, struggled with his assailant, and was then shot at point-blank range.
Was it our friend Elm Stevens?
I have the feeling it was. I attempted to contact him at his house and his place of business.
And?
He's a ghost.
What's West doing?
Not bothering with any actual investigating, that's for sure.
He's not working the scene?
He's turned it over to the county boys. If I were guessing, I'd say he's back at Sheriff's office emptying out Kubo's desk.
Son of a bitch. How does Kid take it?
Ren Kubo is also MIA.
Is he now?
Him and his whole crew.
I wonder what they're up to.
Me too.
Well, I've already looked at this data, but you can tell me what you see here.
Okay, this is beyond bad. We are absolutely off the charts. We probably shouldn't even be here right now.
Correct. And we've definitely seen a breach in the last, looks like about 6 hours ago. And it's accompanied by a major spike in sonic activity.
Someone went under.
No doubt about it. Likely our missing trooper.
That's two on my watch.
Now ain't the time for self-recrimination.
That ain't it.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. There's nothing you did to cause any of this. Let's stay focused on the task at hand.
Okay. What's our next move?
Agents Hoskins and Stein are nearly done with the failsafe. We'll coordinate additional measures with them as soon as they're ready to go.
Do we think that this is all related to Tamalee and Halona? Even if she had gone under, and even if the trooper did too, these numbers, they still don't track.
I think that's right on. The Foundation hasn't recorded levels this high even when it saw large groups pull in.
What do you think accounts for all that?
The boys and girls back at the Hive will be tasked with figuring out what happened here. Our job is to provide special containment before shit goes sideways. That's got to be our focus.
This has got to be Stevens, right?
I can't see it being anything else. I think a conversation with this Elm Stevens is way overdue. We need to find out what he's been up to. Wish you'd run into him while you were in town.
Me too.
Agent Harper.
Go ahead.
Failsafe number 5 is in place.
Sounds good. How's the sonic disturbance your way?
Stein says he's never seen anything like it. We're both inclined to your idea about boosting the frequency of the masking. The South Station deterrents are already at their highest level, but the masking can still be increased by about 30%.
All right, make it happen. We'll do the same on our side.
Copy that.
And then get back over here on the double. Agent Cooper and I have a date with a potential bad actor. We need to figure out what's going on with his plan before he tries something else.
Understood. We're wrapping it up and then we're on our way.
I can't believe it. We were just talking. I just can't believe it.
I can't believe it either, Connie. He was a good man.
One of the best.
I hope that I can fill his shoes.
Oh, Deputy West, you can. I've no doubt in my mind. The sheriff always thought so highly of you.
That's awfully kind of you to say.
It's the truth. I think that's why he always kept you so close, so you could learn from him. He was generous like that.
I see that now. I always used to think, but maybe I was wrong.
Oh, Deputy, we'll all have to live with the regrets. That's what happens when someone is taken too soon.
Of course, you're right, Connie. And by the way...
Yes?
It's Sheriff West now.
Oh, yes, of course. Sheriff West. I'm so sorry.
Not to worry.
I'll remember, Sheriff. I promise.
I know you will. Could you please get Deputy Andrews for me? I'd like to have a word with him about all that's gone on today.
Oh, yes, of course.
Connie said you were looking for me.
That's right. Come on in. Shut the door.
Sure. What's up?
Deputy Andrews, Magnolia has... Now, we, you and I, we know what's going on, don't we?
Are we talking about the sheriff?
Yes, we're talking about the sheriff, and we're talking about Tamalee and Halona, and this Holly Dildine bitch, and this satanic cult kid, and this Fed and goddamn Cooper. We're talking about the whole lot.
Cooper? Deputy Cooper?
Yes, Andrews, Deputy Cooper.
He's got something to do with this? Where is Cooper?
I sent him back up to Whispering Lake to assist the feds, and I'm not 100% on whether he's involved in this mess or not, but it sure as hell looks like it.
God, I'd never have guessed Cooper was mixed up in this. I always thought he was a stand-up guy. It just...
Cooper ain't really the point here, Andrews. The point I'm trying to make is that we are up against a whole slew of dark forces. You'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Pastor Eldon was just preaching on the familiar spirits last Sunday. Principalities and powers of darkness, just like it says in the Epistle to the Galatians.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
We're to have no fear, Deputy West. The whole armor guard...
Sheriff.
What's that?
It's Sheriff West now.
Oh, yes. Of course. Sheriff. Like I was saying, Sheriff, we are to put on the whole armor guard that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The belt of truth. The breastplate of righteousness.
Yes. And that's all fine in a spiritual sense. But what are we to do with the flesh and blood evildoers that we got running around here?
Well, gosh, Sheriff. I don't know. Maybe we should...
I'll tell you what we do.
Okay.
We need to gather our forces.
Forces?
That's right, Deputy. What we need right now is the strength of numbers.
Strength in numbers? Sure. There's no arguing that.
No, sir, there isn't. Which is exactly why I want you to reach out to the fellow that's heading up the CCB. What's his name again?
Brother Eldon. Brian Eldon.
I want you to reach out to him. We've got to gather up the faithful and we've got...
Sheriff!
Jesus Christ! Connie, you scared the hell out of me. We're right in the middle of something here.
Sorry to interrupt, Sheriff, but it's the males!
What about them?
They're on fire!
SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. Class of 76 was written by F. Cole Serrano. This episode featured the song Remember Then by The Blasting Company. Lee Hillerman was Brian David Gilbert. Cindy Stevens was Madeline Moore. Ren Kubo was Brandon Nguyen. Al Perez was Jimmy Furrer. Tammy Lynn Halona was Kayla Temshev. Elm Stevens was Graham Rowett. Thaddeus Cooper was Damon Alums. Jack Harper was John Grills. Kimmy Perez was Rissa Montanez. Sheriff Kubo was Gary Scales. Deputy West was Chud Nelius. Deputy Danner was Russ Moore. Deputy Andrews was Anver Mahmood. Dr. Ash Calderwood was Chris Young. Eldon was Atticus Jackson. Holly Dildine was Krista Lewis. Rowan was Nate DeFort. And Aspen Daniels was Dustin Parsons. In our ensemble this episode was Brandon P. Jenkins, Katrina Piscina, and Scott Paladin. Our dialogue editor was Daisy McNamara, and our music was made by Matt Roy Berger. Our sound design was done by Dana Kreisman, and our showrunner is Daisy McNamara. I'm your producer, Pacific S. Obadiah, and our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. And this is a Bloody FM show. For more information, visit bloody.fm.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.